Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, this daily message of hope. This is Father Stosh Daly, and today, as we consider the end of the afternoon, the early evening, and we're looking for that sign from the Lord for His blessings and His love, today, let us consider the life of St. Francis de Sales. St. Francis de Sales is the patron saint of the Diocese of Columbus. St. Francis de Sales is also the patron saint of a couple of our parishes, a school, a high school. He's also particularly known as the saint who promoted a theology of love. St. Francis de Sales, while he's not really known, anyway, his life isn't really very well known today by many people in the church, nevertheless, the lessons he taught, the message he preached, and the one he pointed towards are perennial. They are always pertinent. So while we might be familiar with the name of the man who is a saint, we also might not be familiar with his life. But it's in his life that we start to realize how powerful and how great God's love is, and how beautiful the Lord is in the life of St. Francis de Sales, or François de Sales. St. Francis de Sales was born on the 21st of August in the year 1567. St. Francis de Sales died on the 28th of December in the year 1622. And while when we hear dates like that or references to years like those, oftentimes we're thinking, what could possibly be so important for me coming from the life of someone who lives so far in the past? Just keep this in mind. Whenever we draw close to the saints, whenever we learn about the saints, we start to realize more. We learn more. We appreciate more about the Lord who is very much alive right now. The Lord who is before us, beside us. The Lord who desires to dwell within us. We see how the Lord raises up saints throughout every age in the life of the church, and how each of those saints is different from the others, and yet we also see how they share certain things in common. A love for Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, a love and a spirit of deep veneration for the Blessed Virgin Mary, a dependency upon God's grace, the acknowledgement of His mercy, the reality of the sacraments communicating God's divine presence to us through the Holy Catholic Church. When we consider the life of someone like St. Francis de Sales, we learn so much about just how desperate our humanity is for the knowledge of God's love and His mercy. St. Francis de Sales was Bishop of Geneva and is honored as a saint in our Catholic faith and our Catholic Church. His life leads us to appreciate all that much more the grace God gives to each one of us. He became noted for his deep faith and his gentle approach to the religious divisions in his land resulting from the Protestant Reformation. St. Francis de Sales was known also for his writings on the topic of spiritual direction and spiritual formation, particularly in his beautiful masterpiece, Introduction to the Devout Life, as well as his other work, which is very popular, Treatise on the Love of God. St. Francis de Sales is a man who came from a family that believed in the Lord, believed in the Lord's mercy, and were faithful Catholics. St. Francis de Sales, though, was also no foreigner or stranger to the reality of suffering. He saw in his mother and father a certain sense of perseverance and stability, even in the face of turmoil and pain and sadness. He's one of six sons and was chosen by his family to carry the name on, to be the one who would become involved in politics as well as in law. But Francis de Sales was really touched by the Lord's mercy. In fact, there's one moment in his life in 1584 when he attended a theological discussion about predestination. Francis de Sales, when he left that conversation, he was so filled with fear and anxiety that he despaired, considering that he surely must have been damned to hell. He was so concerned about this because he had basically taken the conversation on predestination to heart, but he was more distracted by his sins rather than paying attention to God's mercy and love. Either in the late December or early January of 1587, he visited an old parish where a lot of people would go and pray. And there he prayed the simple yet beautiful prayer called the Memorare before a beautiful image of Our Lady of Good Deliverance, one of the popular Black Madonnas in the church. St. Francis de Sales, still wrestling with the reality of being saved, being loved by God, decided to consecrate himself to the Blessed Virgin Mary and decided then and there before her to dedicate his life to God with a vow of chastity. He ultimately entered into sacred scripture and, prompted by the beautiful words of the writings of St. John in the New Testament, he kept coming back to that phrase, God is love. Keep in mind, he had been wrestling now for several months with the reality that he was condemned to hell. But as he opened up the words of sacred scripture and he went into the writings of St. John and he kept coming back to that theme, that powerful phrase, God is love, he was filled with a great sense of relief, a great sense of excitement. This faithful devotion to God not only expelled his doubts, but also influenced the rest of his life and his teachings. Sometimes you'll hear people talk about Francis de Sales as the great doctor of divine love, because he knew firsthand what it was like to be set free from fear, the fear of being condemned to hell. And the only thing that really set him free from that was meditating upon those three simple yet beautiful words, God is love. And in his love, the Lord would not create any of us just to condemn us. That's what sets Catholic theology and our Catholic perspective on predestination apart from those of other denominations. God would never condemn that which he had just created, or he would never create something just to condemn it. It would violate the basic principle, God is love. God desires to share love, and so he creates. But he would never create something in love just to throw it away, just to destroy it, just to make it suffer for eternity. Francis de Sales then, while he may not be known by many of us, and his message might be even more foreign to many of us, St. Francis de Sales has so much to teach us about patience and mercy, but he also has so much to offer us in our consideration of our own souls. If we're struggling with a particular sin, or if we're struggling with temptation, or if we're afraid of going to confession, if we're afraid of acknowledging we've done something wrong to someone in our family or from among our friends, we have to go back to those three simple, yet beautiful, while also powerful words, God is love. And remember that someone so beautiful like St. Francis de Sales was really brought back home by those words, by that message, God is love. Those three simple words, powerful and beautiful as they are, and very effective in our own conversion and ongoing process of sanctification, God is love, helps us to grow in mercy and patience, not only with ourselves, but also with others, our neighbor. We become patient and merciful towards others because we realize just how patient and merciful the Lord is with us. But there has to be that experience of conversion, sanctification. We have to acknowledge the Lord created us in love, and so we owe all of who we are to the Lord in love. In the Holy Mass, perhaps you recall, you know, there's the dialogue with the priest when he's at the altar, and the priest will eventually say, it is right and just, you know. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. You know, it is right and just that we lift ourselves up to the Lord. This is true. It's absolutely true. It's in the Holy Mass. But it's right and just because of the rule of love. God loves us, and therefore it's right and just that we love the Lord. He created us, therefore we owe all of who we are to him. That has deep implications on how we treat ourselves, how we love ourselves, and how we love our neighbor. It also is supposed to have an incredible and deep impact on our identity. Our identity is revealed to us by the Lord. It's not something we author ourselves. It's not something that we change on our own. It's authored by the Lord. And that's of particular importance in today, where so many people are confused and lost or filled with hatred and fear against those who are convicted by God's love. Saint Francis de Sales is particularly known because of how he went up against John Calvin. John Calvin, whose theology of fear and his predestination of God creates some just to condemn them, was something that Francis de Sales worked tirelessly against. He understood that in order for Christianity to be healthy, it had to be built upon the foundation of God's love. Francis de Sales would eventually become the Archbishop of Geneva, and he would work all day and all night to bring people back to the Catholic Church. Some people even estimate that he brought 80,000 people back into the Catholic Church by once again preaching God's holy love, God's divine love, by bringing people to his mercy, acknowledging the power, the responsibility, but also the privilege. We might call it a holy burden of sharing in God's love. When we open ourselves up to the love of God, there's a responsibility for us to live it and to share it. St. Francis de Sales has a great and deep-seated impact on the church. And while, like I said, he might not necessarily be well-known or very popular, the work of his life, bringing humanity back into touch, back into contact with the incredible and liberating power of God's love, it's still very much in need today. In our own life, we who are grasping for hope, we who are looking for the Lord, may we go to those three simple words that changed the life of the great doctor of the church, St. Francis de Sales, and in those words find peace and find hope. God is love, and in his love we are set free. And in that freedom, we love him in response, and we also find our hope and our peace. St. Francis de Sales, pray for us.